Valentine's Day, Friday morning, Henley on Thames. I found a wireless chum of mine. We're in a flower shop here, Blossoms, and we're going to be doing some stuff in a moment. Some stuff will be on the air, but I won't say who I am. Morning.
Morning, Wright. You recognise my friend Wright here, have you?
Yes.
Morning, how are you?
In his early morning cap and tie.
This is very early. It's very nice to have you down here in my little hometown.
Do you know, I can...
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
It's heartwarming to see you here, especially on Valentine's Day.
You know, I can see you when you're about 80. I've got this mental picture of you.
What?
In the old cap and the waistcoat like you're wearing
Hello,
now.
Hello, boy, do you remember the old days when we used to be on a wireless?
You're wearing the clothes. What are you going to have grow into them gradually over the years?
I know. Well, I'm a country squire down here.
I know
When I get into London, I'm a street dude.
And much respected in the town. I might add.
Well, not really, no.
I've been mentioning your name to people.
Have
and they
you?
Said you're much respected. Maybe
no,
because you
lies.
Stay away most of the
lies
time.
Lies and rumour. I tell you what, the guy who owns this flower shop, his name is Paul and his wife is Olive, and Paul looks so much like Robert Plant. So I always tell people that Robert Plant owns the flower shop, and all day, every day, he gets people peering in, people going, "Here, that's Robert Plant, isn't it?"
I see it's more like rubber plant from here,
yeah.
Actually.
He's fed up with it. Morning! Yeah.
Does this man pester you in this flower shop?
Yeah.
No, what I'd like to know, is he no, no, listen, is he
don't
a sentimentalist?
Say nothing, Paul.
is he a sentimentalist? Does he come down here and buy flowers for the wife?
Every weekend.
Oh, you've been rumbled, mate.
You're supposed to be like a doctor. Your clients are supposed to say nothing.
Yes, he's the local plant doctor.
I tell you
right.
What, I must say good morning to my good lady wife who's listening at home, crying herself back to sleep.
Did you send her a Valentine's?
I did. Well, what I did, I got Paul, and he's done some wonderful roses, and we've picked them together, and I love you, darling.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, sorry, you heard.
That was for the wife.
You were looking at me. I thought my luck was in for a moment there. Right, this is Haywood and Roses on Radio 1, Valentine's Day, 21 minutes to 9, with the old team. Morning, Reed.
Morning. Right.